going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bo Johnson enjoying the song, making some funny faces in there. I like that. Yeah. It's noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. The NFL draft round one's tomorrow night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. A little bit from Terry Fontenot in 20 minutes, as well as a Falcons draft grab bag and some back page action with Bo at 12:40. Shout out
Why was that funny?
To our friends from the Atlanta Drive.
Yeah,
from
man.
The Atlanta Drive, the champions of the TGL. They brought the SoFi Cup by. If you want to see the SoFi Cup, it'll be at the PGA Superstore in Roswell on Thursday afternoon. That's tomorrow. Fans can stop by, take photos with the trophy, meet the crew, and you can save on some deals on some TGL gear. So go by the PGA Superstore in Roswell. They brought it by here today.
Yes.
We got a chance to look at the trophy, got a chance to touch the trophy.
Yes.
Put some white gloves on so we didn't smudge it up.
Yes.
And if you want to see a picture of us with a large trophy, check it out on Twitter.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Now.
Really, it's a cool-ass trophy, man.
It's a really nice trophy.
It's a really, really cool trophy, man. Like I said, thank you for bringing it out and allowing us to touch it. Because the last time they brought the damn Braves thing up here, don't touch it!
Yeah, but
okay.
Some of us did anyway.
I didn't. I barely touched it.
But you touched it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because they told me not to.
With no white glove on
it. With
at
no
all.
White gloves. At least yeah. I had white gloves on this time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, which is cool. I've never worn that before. Never
Neither
worn white gloves before.
Neither had I.
To hold or touch a trophy or anything. But yeah, really, it was really, really cool to see it. And then when it turned it on, because I was like, oh, it's cool. But then it turned it on and like it turned red. In there.
Yeah, it has like lights.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty cool right there.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we found out it was not deep enough to drink out of.
No.
But it'd be a hell of a like cigar ashtray.
It looked yes. A lot like a cigar ashtray.
Yeah, it'd be a hell of a cigar.
Like it's pretty cool
yeah,
on
yeah,
the top.
Well, yeah.
And I mean that as a compliment, like yeah. a really nice.
Yeah.
Cigar ashtray that you'd have to win a golf championship in order to earn. Cigar ashtrays
I got
are fancy.
Cool ass, I got cool ass ashtrays.
Exactly. And that's what I mean by that.
Yeah,
it looks like a cool ass ashtray.
Yeah, cool ass ashtray.
That's a trashy one.
Yeah.
Remember when we were kids and like McDonald's would have ashtrays?
Dude. I'm dating myself.
McDonald's ashtrays.
But I mean, everything used to have, like, I remember when I was a kid, like, first time we went on an airplane when mama was stationed in Germany and she came back here to get me. And, like they had a smoking section on the plane. Yeah, ashtrays
sure.
in the armrest,
or like in the back seat, like the back door of those old like Lincolns or Cadillacs.
Yeah, little, make that noise.
Yeah you could click it and the ashtray would come out.
Yeah, dog.
They don't have those anymore.
No, they do not. No, they do not. They don't need to have those anymore.
Nah, it's good.
They don't need to have. They don't need to have those.
We don't need to be smoking anymore.
No, but I mean, but yeah, that's damn. I'm old. Smoking section on the airplane. I still remember when they banned smoking in public places.
I remember the first time I ever came to Atlanta.
Yeah.
My wife took me to Atkins Park, the bar in Virginia Highlands, and we were sitting there at the bar having a beer, and the dude at the end of the bar lit up a cigarette.
Right.
And I was looking around, I was waiting for this, because where I'm from, if someone did that, security would descend from the rafters and take you to prison. So I was looking around waiting for someone to tackle him to the ground. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I was like, the guy over there is smoking. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, you can do that.
Yes.
I was like, what are you talking about? You can do that.
But
where
funny,
are we?
The funniest thing about
Belgium
is when I first got in the league and laughing at some of the older veterans, because when they were talking about like guys that would like, I remember Gus Wright, old ass, came to Miami. We just talked to Gus about the good old days. Gus was like, yeah, they used to be smoking in the damn locker room. I was laughing so hard. I was like, I just can't. And I saw the picture of the Len Dawson. Was it Dawson?
I think the Len Dawson one. The famous picture on the sidelines.
Yeah, they just said they just smoking a square at halftime. Like, get in there, light them up a square at halftime, and just go about their business.
Just take the edge off.
Yeah,
you know?
Just take the edge off. But I think about
it. It was a tough first half.
Yeah, but I'm just kind of like, yeah, just take the edge off, man. But yeah, love it, love it, love it. But yeah, the smoking part about it, I'm like, I'm so used to people not smoking, because I think we were on the cruise. And so they got a smoking section, right? And so I smoke cigars. I don't smoke cigarettes. So the first day I go over there, just having a nice cigar, have a nice conversation with random strangers and everything. Fine. The next day, these gatekeeping ass old ladies in wheelchairs with masks on. They were wearing the mask. All right? Gatekeepers. Like
a COVID mask?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Smoking Winstons. Okay, but smoking Winston's with it hanging off one ear, going, look over there, and it's my cigar buddy, so I told him to meet here same time, because I would always smoke a cigar after we had breakfast. And she kept looking over. I was like, yes, ma'am, you need anything? She's like, well, I don't like the smell of cigars. Well, y'all sitting over there smoking Winston-Salems
in a
wheelchair with a damn mask on.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want from
like,
me?
She's finished off a little square, and then she put the mask back on. Like, leave us alone. We over here minding our own business, talking shop.
Just roll over
smoking
there.
Smoking cigars.
Roll on over that way.
Do you know I kept saying the morning? Just roll your ass over there.
Yeah, but anyway, plenty of room.
Every time it was she must have been with her old ass husband. That's how mad these people got me. And every time a chair would come, they could go grab the chair. So more people that were smoking cigars couldn't sit down. Like, I was like, this lady here. And somebody sitting there? Yeah, somebody sitting there. Ain't nobody sat there in a damn hour, lady. Like, get over yourself. Damn gatekeepers.
Something about being old and doing whatever you want.
Dude.
Though. You know what I mean?
Get on my daggone nerves.
Trying to dictate to people what they're allowed to do.
You know I'm all about. I was brought up, you respect your elders. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. I'm still with that to this day. But
Unless. Don't
get me started over there, lady. We ain't bothering nobody. Nobody.
Yeah, or that dude bumps you with his walker. You're going to break a cane over his back.
I'm over that, man. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's treat the elderly with some respect. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll let you hear some of what Terry Fontenot had to say in about 10 minutes regarding the draft. He had his media availability earlier today.
Real quick, first football game of the year, the Hall of Fame game was just announced. It will be the Lions and the Chargers.
Awesome.
Yeah, so Gatesy and all of them.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
Awesome.
So this is from Diana Rossini of The Athletic earlier today regarding Kirk Cousins. The Steelers, Browns, and possibly Vikings could be involved in a trade for Kirk Cousins, sources say.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota is looked at as the least likely. Yeah, you know, given all of it. given their preference to favor J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
And Cousins would need to sign off on any deal he's involved in. There's also a blurb that says it's believed that Cousins would be against any trade that involves sending him to a situation involving a young quarterback.
We know this.
Similar to the one that he faced in Atlanta last year.
But we know this.
We do, except for that Minnesota had never been listed as a potential spot.
Yes.
That would really be something.
But we know this already.
Really be something.
I mean, that's why we talked about the brilliance of him and his agent's contract negotiating. You're able to get a team that bid against themselves, give you more money than anybody's going to give you, and they gave you no trade clause.
If you were to do that,
it's awesome.
And he played 13 games.
Yeah, awesome.
And get $100 million, and then just go back to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the all-time like finesse.
But ever. I don't understand why he would go back to Minnesota.
Unless there's no other option.
Yeah. He said that he wants to wait and see what a team does, so he knows if they draft a young quarterback or not.
Right.
Okay. Pittsburgh. They might draft the young quarterback.
Probably gonna. Yeah. Seems like they probably will.
Maybe Cleveland probably won't.
Cleveland probably won't.
Yeah.
So Cleveland still remains the most likely scenario.
Yeah.
But just the Minnesota thing is just, if that were to happen, like if that's ultimately what happens, that's just the most ridiculous story, path, loop, whatever, in NFL history. And whatever. I don't care where he goes.
Stay jazzed.
Just not here. Minnesota's fine with me. Because you know what Minnesota is?
Right.
Not here.
Yes.
The Titans confirm they're going to make the number one pick. They're not trading it. Pretty sure they're going to be taking Cam Ward with the number one pick, so no surprises there. Browns at 2, Giants at 3, reportedly fielding calls.
Yeah. I think it's one of those, you know, blow your socks off type trade or something like that, you know, getting up there, getting some picks, things like that. I think they're going to sit on it. I'll think about it more tomorrow. I think they go Travis right there. I think they're going to
try. Browns?
I think the Browns will try.
Yeah. And then that means the Giants get Abdul.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
You feel good. I feel good about all three of those.
You put Brian Burns and then Thibodeau. That lets you know how they feel about Thibodeau, because that means you don't have to resign Thibodeau, because you gave Brian Burns all the money.
Thibodeau has been disappointed.
Yeah, yes. Like, he tweets more than he plays.
Yeah, he came in with some red flags, and unfortunately he's not been healthy, but he hasn't been all that productive.
No.
Yeah, so the draft really kind of, to me, if that's the way it goes, and I think it probably will, kind of starts at four. You know?
Yes.
If you know what's going to happen those first three, I have no idea what the Patriots are going to do.
Man.
They could do anything. They could even trade back. They have so many needs, they could even trade back.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what Braves wants to do, you know, and not have to reach for a tackle that you might not think is worth it for.
Yeah, because there's a lot of there's a lot of really good tackles that are going to go in the top 20.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel like there's that much of a difference between, what's his name, Will Campbell, mm-hmm. that's the LSU kid, mm-hmm. or the kid from Missouri, or there's a couple Ohio State guys, maybe you move back, get some more assets, try to fill some more of your needs, because they have a lot of them, and it would be classically Patriots as well.
Yeah, from Ohio State might be the best tackle.
I think he probably is. He just got hurt, so people are worried about the injuries, and his arms are long enough. Brock Purdy apparently is at voluntary workouts. George Kittle is not.
Why are you there, Brock? Why are you there, Brock?
To exercise.
Let them come find you, Brock. All right? Let them come find you, brother. Because their deal, their hang up right now is all about the structure. You know, the structure of like attainable, bonuses and things like the incentives, I should say. Incentives. I don't know where they are as far as average per year, but he wants more than at least with Tua getting. Tua getting 53.
This is an interesting headline. If Cam Ward wants to wear number one, Warren Moon will consider allowing it.
Get the hell out of here. Hold on.
Hold on.
No. I know the Oilers, the Titans, I get all that.
Yeah.
But come on. Come on, Warren.
But like, it's the Titans. He didn't play for the Titans.
Didn't they say last year or this year they were never gonna wear Oilers stuff again?
And you know me, I love Warren Moon as much as anyone.
Yes,
probably
love
more than most.
Love Warren Moon.
I guess it's retired.
It is.
But they're not the Titans. They're not the Oilers.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on.
Yes, we know.
If Cam Ward wants to wear number one, the Titans should let him wear number one.
Yes, and well, actually, folks, yes, we know. We know where. We understand.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care about that.
If you're in a different city and you have a different name, then it doesn't count.
Yes, but Warren will let him.
I think he would.
Yeah, Warren will let him.
I think he would.
Yeah. Really?
Warren said, I'm thinking about it.
I've never, ever, 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 and I could be missing one, I've never heard a player say no.
Well, maybe Warren, because Warren, you don't discount this. Cam played a couple years at Washington State. Warren's a Husky.
That is true.
Maybe the old Apple Cup rivalry stands in the way.
That is true. But I've never, ever heard a player say no.
Yeah.
I can never remember that.
Jerry Rice wore 80 in Seattle. Steve Largent was like, of course.
Yeah.
You're Jerry Rice.
Exactly.
Wear the thing.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, hopefully Cam Ward goes on to be a really great quarterback. But yeah, man, if he wants to.
Just never, ever, ever heard it. Never heard it before.
It's a different franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not. It's a different city with a different name.
Anthony Richardson said he's looking forward to learning a lot from Daniel Jones. Why would you want to learn something from somebody who will take your job? Competing against.
Or learning from, I mean, what's he going to teach you?
Yeah, exactly. Competing against, not learning. What, he going to teach you how to, like, order some dominoes?
Finesse. I mean, Daniel Jones got a pretty decent contract.
Yeah, but every time it's draft time, that clip always comes up, and it always still tickles me to death.
Which?
When they interview Anthony Richardson's the little brother.
Oh, yeah.
And he sounds, deep voice. They sound like damn Barry White.
He's so small. Such a deep voice. Such an unusual voice-to-body ratio. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear a little bit from Terry Fontenot. He's got a very reasonable voice-to-body ratio. Terry Fontenot sounds exactly how he looks. And we'll let you hear him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day, 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Also, we're going to reward you just for listening to the show.
Like we always do like at this time.
We try to give back as much as we can to you just for giving us your time and your eardrums. 10 minutes from right now, be listening very closely, closer than normal. I lost the read. I wanted to remind you that tomorrow is the NFL draft. Did you know that? First round of the NFL draft is tomorrow. I know. I can't believe.
Well, Andy, you know what? How, if I'm out and about riding around in my car, how do I get in tune with the picks?
I'm glad you asked, Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for the most complete coverage. There's other places covering it, but nobody as complete as us in the entire city of Atlanta. Join us starting Thursday at 7 p.m. as Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer. I mean, look, those are the voices of the damn team. Who else would you want to listen exactly. to the draft from?
Exactly.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage because, again, the draft is not just tomorrow. The second and third round is Friday, and then the rest of the draft is on Saturday. It's all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four for free. The NFL draft starting Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yep. What's that noise?
Yeah, it's a good noise.
This is a very nice noise. But hey, it's going down up there at
the little chime. What would you call that?
A chime.
A little chime.
Yes, chime.
Yeah.
Yes. Love that. Love that.
Chime time.
Love it.
Tomorrow
love it.
Night.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, we can talk more about outfish tomorrow, but we got a lot of ankles.
Yeah, I don't know. What's
the new thing?
What's big these days?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I have to feel like we're almost trending out of the like the European cut,
yes.
right? Because they've been wearing tight stuff with high waters for a while now.
Yeah. You think it would be done with those?
I don't know what's next. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, because remember Trey got drafted and he had some shorts on.
But still to this day was raggedy looking as hell.
I saw last night, and this isn't a draft outfit, but guys, they're showing up to the arena, the NBA arrivals. Shai Gilgeous had like a cutoff camouflage vest. Maybe somebody does a camouflage jacket on draft night.
I'm trying.
Or a cutoff.
I'm going to try this new look this summer one time. And I told my wife, because, you know, she don't like to go out, but she wants to go out. I saw this outfit that Gucci Mane had on.
Okay.
All right, Gucci Mane had on the leather black pants. Now, I told you I had to experiment with leather black one time. It just didn't go the way I needed to go. It's Miami and
Chicago. It was hot, yeah. It was a little, yeah.
But I want to go with the black leather pants, boots, with the black leather tank top.
Okay.
With a chain.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. Let me get, tell Donna, let's go somewhere.
Like, you can't just go to Hibachi on that. Like, you got to do something.
I got to go somewhere.
You got to go somewhere cool. No offense, Hibachi's cool, but you know what I mean.
I got to go to a fancy nice. But that's my dude right there. What up, Chris G?
Oh, wow. Chris, go for it through the building. How exciting is that? And not only is that exciting, we're going to audible a little bit. Emory Hunter's going to join us right now.
Oh, really?
Instead of 120. He's such a big shot now. He tells us when he comes on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming on now.
Because, you know, he was our guy. He still is our guy. But used to come with us all the time, you know, when he was
before he was on TV.
Before that's wearing suits on TV.
Yeah, before he was all over all the draft coverage. We knew him back when. We still know him now.
Yeah.
Emory Hunt from CBS Sports joins us. Emory, how are you?
What up, Em?
That's right. Put some respect out. Glad to be on the show with y'all, man.
All right, let's start. I mean, it's all going to be here, but we'll start here and end here too, probably. What do you think the Falcons do at 15?
I think they go defensive line, and it encompasses whether it's a defensive lineman per se or an edge rusher. I think that's where not only the need for the Falcons kind of leads you to believe, but also just – where the talent is in the draft in terms of where they are picking and what could be potentially there for them at 15.
Hey, and because there's not like – because every year the quarterback, they push good prospects back because team won't quarter. Because there doesn't seem to be a big lock of, you know, quarterbacks being drafted in the top 10 or 3, do you think there'll be a lot or less trades in the first round?
I think we'll see more trades, to be honest, because – what's fascinating about that is when you think about how teams are talking or how everyone is talking about Ashton Jeanty and how everyone is talking about, you know, Teteroa McMillan or how everyone is talking about Tyler Warren. And there are a few teams you kind of say, man, this is a perfect fit for X, Y, and Z player like a Jeanty, McMillan, or Warren. It kind of yields itself to teams like, hey, man, you know, if I'm the Colts and I think the Jets have a potential of taking a Tyler Warren, I might want to call Jacksonville to see if I can get up to get that guy. Or if I'm Chicago and I think a team like the Raiders or the Cowboys may be on the phone with the Raiders or on the phone with Jacksonville trying to get up to get a Jeanty, man, we better move up and go get that guy. So I think we'll surprisingly see a lot of movement because of certain players and teams that have really good depth on their roster on both sides of the ball can take those targeted chances to get that one guy that they feel like can push them over the top.
One of my favorite things about talking to you this time of year is you're not afraid to give your opinion of the position rankings. Like, you're not just going to say what everybody else is saying or what might be the least likely to be wrong or whatever. Like, we've had years where you've come on and told us about a random linebacker out of Montana, and then the Falcons take him in the second round. I want to ask you about the because I think it's pretty consensus now that Cam Ward's going to go number one. I'm interested to know how you view the quarterback position after that. Is it Shador, and then who's there, and how does it sort of break down one through three or four for you?
Well, for me, and the tweets are there, the receipts are there, I've always had this take, and it's Shador 1, Cam 2, Milroe 3, I have Brady Cook 4, and I have Graham Mertz right now at 5, or at 5.
See? Just like I said, Emory's going to tell you what he thinks.
Yes.
Not what everybody else is saying. I love it.
Well, here's the thing about the Shador thing. Maybe I'd be looking at things logically. And because just last year, right, all throughout this whole, you know, since 1920, all you've heard was, well, you got to play the position from the pocket.
Yep.
It's about timing, touch, accuracy, anticipation. You know, it's about how you play on third downs, managing the game, good inside the red zone. And then I watched Shador play for 4 straight years at 2 different downtrodden programs that he elevated. And now the conversation is, well, you got to be able to throw off script. You got to be able to move outside. You got to be able to be an athlete. Like, I can't keep up when the narrative changes, right? Because if you told me someone since 1869, right, Harriet Tubman was alive still then. So since then, this dude is the most accurate passer in college football history. What are we talking about? Like, why is this not, why is this a question, right? So if you look at someone like Shador, and I said this when he was at Jackson State, he plays like Joe Burrow. And it's funny because everything that we hear about Joe Burrow or heard about Joe Burrow coming out of LSU was like, he doesn't have the strongest arm. He's not the most athletic. He takes a lot of sacks. He holds on the ball too long. Man, that sounds a lot like what we're hearing about Shador Sanders. And when you think about Sanders and you think about how he's able to excel consistently, think about this. His first two games, first game at Jackson State and his first game at Colorado, were comeback victories, upset wins against top 25 opponents. First was against FAMU and Torrential Downpour. They won that game 7-6. And the one against TCU, where he threw for 500 yards and four touchdowns, and people were saying, well, we don't know if it's going to translate because he did that at Jackson State. Can he do it against the big boys? Well, how about that debut, right? And so I just find that whole conversation comical. And I'll just quickly touch on Brady Cook. When you look at Brady Cook's profile, athletic profile, and his statistics and his play, it looks a lot like Andy Dalton at TCU. And what we love about Dalton at TCU, grit, competitive gamer, had his team playing in the Rose Bowl against Wisconsin and led the Bengals to a lot of AFC North titles and postseason berths. Brady Cook is going criminally underrated right now in this process.
And what about, I mean, we're pretty sure that Abdul is going to be the first defensive lineman going off. Who's, in your opinion, the second and third guys? And I was mainly asking about where those guys from Georgia you think will be at.
I look at, it's fascinating because I said this before too, where you look at these Georgia prospects on defense and don't even look at statistics. Just look at how they play. Mm-hmm. And because they're asked to play in a certain scheme and be a certain way. But when you look at their tools as a whole, you see some very good translatable skills and good football players. So Mikael Williams to me is more of a five tech. And so some teams can, look at him up front along the defensive line, kind of like how Trayvon Walker is. And he'll have sacks because he's a very good athlete. I think Jalen Walker can play all three linebacker positions. I graded him as my number one outside linebacker, more like a Sam guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's a better blitzer than he is a pure pass rusher, which is why I like him more linebacker than opposed to edge rusher. And when you think about Chambliss and how he plays, like every time I look up, he's making some big-time play. If you're looking at this from a, hey, this is our scheme, we need someone to fit that particular scheme, you'll find it's like going shopping at Costco at Georgia because they have a bevy of those guys that can fit in whatever you need them to do. And they've shown that they're both coachable and also talented to handle that responsibility.
Emory Hunt joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy the day before the first round of the NFL draft, getting his take on as many potential Falcon draft picks as we can. A name that we haven't spent a lot of time talking about, but I've seen associated with the Falcons more at 15 over the last couple of weeks, is Jihad Campbell, the linebacker out of Alabama. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Love his athleticism, man. It's wild to see a guy that goes from the point of attack at the line of scrimmage and is able to get into that hook the curl zone with fluidity and whether it's carrying a tight end down the seam or some bigger wide receivers being able to match up in zone, that's the type of versatility and athleticism that you covet at that position. And this is someone that started as an edge rusher, had to move to off-ball linebacker, and played it as if he was playing that position his whole career. So not only do you get someone that's shown he can make the transition and make it seamlessly, but also already has the built-in experience of being a pass rusher if you want to use him in that role. I think he is the best overall backer in the class because of that versatility and athleticism.
Well, Emory, we appreciate it. As always, thank you.
Appreciate you,
enjoy
fam.
The next couple days.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, brother.
Emory Hunt there, CBS Sports football game plan draft analyst. Talk to him every single year. Always love getting his breakdowns. Sometimes you get a Harriet Tubman reference.
Yeah.
Never knew. Never knew. That was shocking. That was great. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Met you last night, baby. What a great song.
Great song. He doesn't mince any words in this song.
He tells you.
There's no innuendo.
No.
there's no analogies. Nate Dogg says exactly what he's thinking in this song.
Oh, Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
King of the hooks.
Do they even, I mean, not, everything's so different now, but like if he was still around, would he be doing hooks for the guys that are making music now? Would like, how weird would that sound?
Like him and YB doing a song?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome, I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Like, and all of a sudden, Nate Dogg comes on, no auto-tune.
Nothing.
You can understand every word. There's no analogies, just straight to the point.
Dude, I saw the weirdest thing, because we were talking about, what's that music? Coachella? That's what it's called?
Coachella, yeah.
Yeah, that. And they said, I saw T-Pain's set.
Okay.
Like, without a voice box.
Interesting.
It's very, very weird.
Yeah.
It just is.
He kind of was like one of the first guys to really lean into that.
Yes. Yeah, he was.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it was kind of weird. But
he's doing like a comeback tour kind of thing, but
so, I guess
with no auto-tune.
He's back in the studio.
Good.
You know what I'm saying, man? Back in the studio and everything.
So, I like that.
Yeah, good for him. Hopefully
I only want
out.
Good things for T-Pain.
Because I love T-Pain.
Yeah.
I love T-Pain. I do. But yeah, I just, you know. The whole Nate Dogg and this younger generation, like, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't think so. I think Nate would have just, you know, because outside of Kendrick, is anybody come out the West Coast?
Like, sure. E-40's still out there doing stuff.
Is Corrupt them still out there doing anything?
Not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not up on it.
Well, I don't know. You know, Snoop ain't making music more like that, so he don't need Nate
Dogg. He's breaking down the Olympics.
Yeah.
I think he was the number one most influential person, according to that list that came out.
Really?
People Magazine or something?
Really?
I don't know.
I know Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I think he was on the cover.
Jalen Hurts was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I would love to be People Magazine.
You want to be one of the 100 most influential people?
Obviously.
What do you want to influence them to do?
I don't know, Andy, because I still don't understand why people who put influencers in their bios are rich.
Because people are easily influenced.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
That's why.
Man, you don't even put no makeup. because that dirt cologne he put on got one woman. That's the way to get there.
Yeah, it's all about hype and attention.
It's always about
tricking people into thinking you're doing something that you're not.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I'll never try to go and say I'm smarter than the most, but damn it, I think I am sometimes.
I think you are.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, you
Yeah, you're a pretty smart guy.
You got people to do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Maybe they ain't smart enough. Because how do I get people to do that?
I know. That's my thought. Yeah. It's like, all right, enough being smart and poor.
Yes.
All right? Enough of this walking around being so smart all the time and, you know, owing the government all this money. How can we translate this thing into a hustle?
Yeah.
That's what we, because I'll be honest with you, like, whatever, maybe I'm wrong about this, but like earlier this week when the Hawks fired Landry Fields and now they're hiring a firm to find them a new president of basketball operations, that's a hustle.
Yes. Like, all the way hustle.
And I looked at their website and like,
oh, you did?
Yeah. I was like, how real is this hustle? Right. What are these guys doing? Because they're called Sportsology or something like that. I think they're out in New York. And I was like, all right, who are these people? So I'm reading their bios. I'm like, all right, well, they haven't done that much. They're in sports. We're in sports.
Right.
You played, whatever, talking about it. It's not like it's that different. And then, like, there was some testimonials. And it was like, this guy from Cincinnati FC said they did a good job. So it's like, all right.
Are you serious?
And then this other guy, Les Snead, they got a referral from him, which is nice.
Okay.
He does a good job. But, like, I don't know. There's only a couple of them. Like, if we could just get a website and Alex Anthopoulos was like, yeah, these guys are really good. They really helped us in a pinch.
Dude, we make hand then we'd be hustling over too. Fist.
It's all just a hustle.
Hand over fist.
Just telling people who to hire and then skipping town before you find out whether or not he does a good job. That's the job you
that's
want.
That's at least $2 million at that least. Firm.
I bet it is. I bet they're paying that firm millions of dollars to try to find them a president of basketball operations, which, by the way, there's only like 15 people that are actually qualified to be that.
You know, I don't get the back page. I was telling y'all I was watching that Red Sox thing on Netflix, right? And I was talking, they talked about last year's team. But that's what I've been telling you. They had their general manager, right? He was having a meeting, and they were talking about it's right around the trade deadline. And literally, in this meeting with the GM, it was him and six dorks with laptops.
Mm-hmm.
Six dorks with laptops calculating different numbers of who he should sign or trade for.
That's
I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
That's what we need
can
to do.
Can he play?
Can he
play?
No, but it's not that. It can't be that easy anymore.
It was unbelievable.
If we got to come up with something, because we were talking about sports science the other day and what a hustle that is.
Yes.
What's the next one? That's the one we got to think of. I don't know what the next one is, but we just got to be ahead of it.
Bam, I got it. Because people think that they breed athletes, right?
Yeah.
Let's get an infant training camp.
Oh.
All right, let's open up a sports center. No, we can do it out of my garage.
Great idea.
Do it out of my garage. I'll lay some turf down.
Yeah, it's never too early to start.
Yeah, we'll get some cones and stuff like that and start training them at crawling age.
That's a great
football.
Idea. That's a great idea.
Bam!
I saw Bo had the story last week. I read more about it. They got guys racing their sperms.
Yeah.
So you'll
yes.
You don't have to wait till high school to
yes.
find out how athletic your kid is.
So it's like a daycare, but we don't take care of them. We just train them.
It's not a daycare. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We just train
it's a preparation camp.
You can't leave your kids. Y'all got to stay y'all ass there with them. But we're going to train them.
Got babies running ladder drills.
Yes. Put them through the rigors.
Doing bench presses.
Yeah. We'll get your baby right before.
Dude, I bet. Sadly, I bet we could make some money off that.
No. But these folks with their kids nowadays.
We got to get them. We got to get them in there before the other kids get in there. Get them strong
I'm
for
telling
T-ball.
You, dog. Let's do this.
Get them juiced up for
let's
T-ball.
Let's do this.
All right, let's get Bo in here for the back page. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
All right, so as y'all mentioned earlier, Cam Ward has already told everyone where he is going to be picked, either because he already knows something or because he's just making a bold prediction, and this came out while he was playing Fortnite. Well, now we have another quarterback calling his own shot, only this time it's a little bit farther of a shot unless a team trades up. So here's Shedeur Sanders with Max Crosby, and they're talking about the best wide receiver, or not wide receiver, best quarterback pass catcher duos Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
So Brady and Gronk, they go over, and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. So here's what Shedeur says as the third.
You got one more.
Whoever going to be the quarterback for DK Metcalf and George Pickens, whoever that is.
I like it.
I love that. That's a hell of a
– you got – Do you think,
smart man.
Do you think he is at a point, because I mean his name is dropping, that he's cool with that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he'd like to be the second pick.
I mean, I think
the first pick.
If he goes to Pittsburgh, I think it's awesome.
I do too. I think it's it's so important. Every player, this is true, but quarterbacks more so. Like situation and fit is so vital. Like there's good we've seen it a lot over the last handful of years where like pretty good players in really bad situations have really bad starts to their careers until they get in better spots.
Right.
And oftentimes, like, yeah, him getting drafted by the Cleveland Browns would be a disaster. It's the Cleveland Browns. It never goes well for anybody there when you're a quarterback. Yeah, I would love that. The two receivers you just talked about, the coaching staff stability, the defense, like just the organization in general, I think Pittsburgh would be perfect for Shedeur Sanders. Okay. The other thing about Shedeur Sanders, and I thought Emory Hunt hit the nail on the head, like people that watch him play, maybe not everyone has, whatever. His last name's Sanders, so maybe people expect him to be flashy.
Yes.
He's such an efficient pocket passing quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like the prototypical guy from 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But now everybody wants, you know, more athletic kind of run around, and mm-hmm. maybe it's held against him more because his dad's Deion Sanders, yep. and he's not kind of like that.
No,
but
I think people,
he's such a high percentage passer. He's so accurate.
And
he's
it's
so
not
smart.
Bubble passes.
No, he's a really smart downfield passer. Yeah. He's like exactly what teams would have wanted in the past. And I don't know, it is really weird, but I think he'd be perfect for them.
Speaking of Deion, like, isn't Mike Tomlin the person that you would want to be coaching your son?
Yes.
100%.
I would say that.
Yes. But also, they would have to trade up, right? You know, he's not going to fall all the way to 21.
You never know.
But if a team does that, no matter where they trade up to, doesn't that make you want to play for them more if a team decided to give up some of their draft capital to come get you?
I think it's
more. Or you don't think that he'll be
him? Just draft me. Because I don't think the Giants are going to go at 3. I'm not sure what the damn Saints are doing.
Right. Know, that's a wild card.
Quarterback. Yeah.
That's a wild card.
So, yeah. I don't know.
But I think, I don't know. If I'm him, I want the best situation. That's two really good receivers. And I would want to go there.
Great receivers.
Yeah. I would want to go there.
Fight each other.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that might happen week one. Dude, they're going to be besties, though.
DK and George Pickens.
That's going to be a wild ass.
From a talent standpoint,
that's
very good.
That's a wild ass quarterback room.
I have no idea what those guys are going to be like as teammates.
So speaking of Tom Brady, here's Tom Brady's former quarterback, Logan Ryan, speaking about how great what he is doing in the broadcast booth is because of what he is doing, not necessarily because of the quality. And then I got a question for y'all after you listen to this.
What Tom is doing, it's never been done, having the GOAT of their sport commentate game to game. I don't see Tiger Woods commentating the Masters. I don't see Wayne Gretzky commentating hockey games week in and week out. I never saw Michael Jordan commentating 82 basketball games. We've never seen the greatest do that. We've seen guys do a halftime hit. You know, we might see Shaq and Chuck and those guys at halftime, but calling the games is a big leap because so much scrutiny. You're going to make a mistake in 3 hours of people listening to your voice.
All right. So does any of it, because I know what my answer is. Does any of that matter to y'all when y'all are watching an NFL broadcast?
Not at all.
No.
I don't give a crap, goat or not. Like, be entertaining and be good as
you. And I'm the worst person to ever tell who you don't like calling games, because I don't be giving a damn.
Right.
Like, he's calling the game. What did you expect?
Right.
Like, isn't watching the game enough entertainment? Like, hearing somebody talk about the game is, like, gives you more desire to watch it?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it depends on the game.
Really?
Like, if it's a game that, you know, if it's a... I'm trying to think of an example. If it's a game you really care about, it doesn't really make a difference. And if it's a game that I really care about and it's an announcer group that I'm not that into, I'll just put on mute so I don't have to listen to them.
Right.
But if it's a, you know, it's just sort of a casual interest game and you find out that, I don't know, like it's on TNT and Kevin Harlan has it or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I like that.
Oh, really?
I'll get into that. But you know me. I'm the opposite. I'm a big broadcaster
guy.
Fan.
Yeah.
I'm a broadcaster. Yeah. So I'm a big broadcaster fan. And I would again, the opposite of that, I'll gladly tell you who I think's good and not.
Yeah. Like
break down why.
I'm watching the damn game. Why do I give a damn what he's talking about?
Yeah. Well, you also probably know the stuff that he's saying.
But
some of us don't.
Yeah,
so it's like it's nice to get a little perspective from somebody who knows more than me. And if they're doing a good job of it, then it's great. I think Tom Brady got better as the season went on. I think the main issue Tom Brady has is he has a bad voice. Like,
oh, wow.
He does. He's got
kinda crackly.
He has a bad, he kinda does hard. Not have like a presence about him in that broadcast booth yet. Now maybe he'll get there. Like, it's his first year doing it, right. And I'm sure he'll work really hard at it. But he just kind of has a, I don't know. He doesn't have a good voice for it. I don't know how else to put it. As my voice cracks because I'm sick, but you know what I mean.
Couple quick shout-outs real fast. The first one goes out to the SEC champion Georgia Bulldog Intramural Squad,
what?
Of which One of my middle daughters, Mackenzie, who's out at UGA right now, played on both the soccer and flag football
teams.
Way
to go, ladies!
Hell yeah.
So I guess intramural sports, not 100% sure how that works. You may know more than I do, Randy. But I guess they play a bunch of sports, and then they have a championship for all sports or something like that. But
I think I would probably know more about intramural sports.
We played intramural basketball. We had an intramural basketball team.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, we had an intramural basketball team.
Did you get how that works?
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine you would have.
Like, there's probably not one SEC champion in intramural flag football and one in basketball or soccer. It's probably all.
So the Georgia soccer team, the intramural champion soccer team at Georgia, played other
the information
schools?
I was sent. Yeah, they played. They won the SEC championship in intramural.
Oh, wow.
And Mackenzie played on two different sports.
That's really cool. Like, yeah. I played intramural sports at Washington, but we never played any of the other schools. We just played other teams at Washington.
So, and then another shout-out. So, a couple birthday shout-outs. I just found out this morning that there's a member of the Cool People Born in 1977 Club. You got Tom Brady.
Okay.
Andrew Jones.
Okay.
Me.
All right. Okay.
John Cena.
Okay.
Celebrates a birthday day alongside Andrew Jones. Both men celebrating a birthday today. I did not know that John Cena was 48, where he turned 48 today. I didn't realize.
I try to be more concerned about things because a lot of times people say, Randy, you come off as not giving a damn about stuff, which I don't. But I try to, especially different interests of my coworkers. Like, Bo loves Rock. Is it a big deal that The Rock wasn't there?
People are making it a big deal. Okay. I don't think it was that big of a deal. Okay. He was doing reshoots or something like that for some movie that he's in.
Okay.
But also, what he says is that he wanted that moment to be Cena's and not his, which that makes sense. He's the champion.
Okay, I'm just curious.
All The Rock was the guy that got Cena to turn heel, you know. Seen as a champion.
Okay.
I just always have this moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's all.
I was trying to make a joke about, because Cena will probably make it to the Hall of Fame, right? Do they have a Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. First ballot.
Yes.
Okay.
Do they have ballots?
Well, Andrew Jones needs to get in the Hall of Fame, too.
Oh, 100%.
I was trying to think of a way to tie those things together.
Ain't this his last time?
Maybe he needs to turn heel.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know what that would look like. But.
Oh, God.
Start yelling at Buster Olney or whoever the people are that are keeping him out.
Yeah, how start yelling Buster. At the curmudgeon
Jason
guy.
Stark had a whole 5,000-word essay 2 years ago about what deserved to get in.
Maybe Andrew should challenge Jason Stark.
Because I like Jason Stark. Jason Stark does a good job.
Why are you that mad?
He's not mad. He was like, here's why I'm not voting for him. And it was really a lot of – I was like, but – that's such a long way of saying.
None of it was the best because he's the best person in his position for 10 straight years.
Yeah. I was like, but you're ignoring all this other stuff that happened. Yeah. Like all this, okay, all the stuff he didn't do. Okay. But what about all the stuff he did
Every
do?
Short list that Andrew is on, including like number of home runs and defensive war and plays, the list is about a handful and all the rest of the guys except for him in the Hall of Fame.
If he would have just retired instead of played those last 5 years, he would be in the Hall of Fame.
That's what Jason Stark is saying.
And I don't know
on him.
And I don't know why they're thinking, who cares? So okay, so he fell off. People fall off. But when
he
was at his best.
Also want to play for a long time. Don't fault him for that.
I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.